Right, well, good morning everyone, and I'm Councillor Philip Leeson, and I welcome you to today's meeting of the Licensing Subcommittee, which has been convened to consider an application for a premises licence for Tiger Bite at Mill Street in Stafford. Before the Subcommittee considers the application, we will first receive any apologies for absence and declaration of interest from members.
There are no apologies, Chairman.
Okay. Any declarations of interest?
No.
Okay. Right. All parties have been given notice in advance of the time, date and place of the meeting, together with a copy of the procedure for the hearing and a copy of the report related to the application. The applicant and other parties should assume that the subcommittee has read all the written materials submitted to it. And first of all, can the members of the subcommittee and officers please introduce themselves?
Morning, I'm by Councillor Julie Reid, Councillor for Wigginhouse and Warwood.
By Councillor Brendan McKeown from Hickson and Hayes.
Lisa Taylor Ryan from Legal Services.
Scott Kearney, Senior Licensing Officer.
Rio Box, Licensing Officer.
Okay.
I'm Hamish Akio from Tiger Bite Franchising Limited.
Hi, my name is Arthur Hemmings from Tigerberg. My name is Tigerberg.
Okay.
Anthony Rogers from Peter Rogers.
Ross Barker from the top of joining to Tigerberg.
Okay.
Jim Dean from Democratic Services.
Right, okay. All parties have received, as part of the agenda, a copy of the procedure. Can all parties confirm that they understand the procedure? Each party is entitled to an equal amount of time in which to present their case, and I do not intend to set down time limits for this. Okay? So, can you confirm that you've seen the documents?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Can the officer representing the licensing authority present the report on the matter before?
Good morning. The purpose of today's report is to consider an application for a premises licence for Tiger Bite of 7-8 Mill Street, Stafford. On the 12th September 2025, the council received an application for a premises licence for Tiger Bite. The application is for a late night refreshment licence to operate from 2300 hours to 0300 hours, 7 days a week. The application was made by Mr. Aptar on behalf of the proposed premises licence holder, Stafford Fast Food Limited. There have been no objections received from any of the responsible authorities. There have been two relevant representations from local residents and businesses who were concerned about potential public nuisance from cars and delivery vehicles. The objections relate to one of the four licensing objectives, that being the prevention of public nuisance. As part of the process, it is noted that Stafford Borough Council issued planning permission with conditions for development of the site dated 13th December 2023. With regards to the operating hours stated on that authorisation, the following conditions may be deemed relevant at this time. The opening hours of the restaurant and takeaway shall be between the hours of 11 a.m. and 3 a.m. as stated on application forms. All deliveries to the premises shall only take place between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on any day. A copy of the planning development document issued by Stafford Borough Council is attached to this report as Appendix 5. The documents relating to the application, including the application for the premises licence and the two representations, are attached as appendices as follows. Appendix 1 is a premise licence application. Appendix 2 is a proposed floor plan. Appendix 3 is a representation from Mr. Anthony Rogers. Appendix 4 is a representation from Mr. Parker. Appendix 5 is the planning permission for development of Tiger Bike at Mill Street, Stafford. I do have to draw your attention at this time to an additional correspondence that I was only made aware of today. As part of the application process, the police are consulted with. And during the 28-day consultation period, they put forward some amendments to the application that they believed would promote the licence and objectives. These were agreed to with the applicants. So I do apologise at this late stage, but I'd just like to circulate that correspondence that highlights the amendments to the application.
I'll allow you a few minutes to read that. Okay. Have you all had the opportunity to read them?
Yeah.
Do any objectors to the applicants have any questions to ask of the licensing officer? No? Right. Does the applicant...
Just a minute, I'm not sure. Just make sure that the gentleman is still reading the document.
Oh, right. Okay.
Sorry, was that question addressed to us?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Regarding this, other than no doubt we can incorporate it.
Yes,
the whole
okay, yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
But there's no specific questions
no.
From what you've heard from the licensing officer
no.
So far. Okay.
Can I just raise a point on what we've just received from the police on point number 12, page 3? It says, unless a minimum of one security industry authority. I don't quite understand that unless. That order in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
Is that the question? Yeah.
I understood it to mean that if door supervisors should be needed in future.
Mm. Yeah. I suppose it's a question that we need to put to the applicant for into the hearing today as to whether they intend to use SIA door supervisors.
Yes.
My reading of that is that a member of the public may be on site after that time if there is an SIA door supervisor in place at the site. That's the way I read that. Maybe the
applicant
may be wrong. Maybe they don't intend to have SIA and that wouldn't become relevant anyway.
To be honest, the majority of this is irrelevant anyway because according to our planning conditions,
yeah.
We're not allowed to open after 11 o'clock.
And so I was going to expand on
that. I think this is more based, if we made the future, to rent for further planning and then to get allow the public to come in after 11 o'clock. This is the conditions, and I think it's kind of safeguarding for the future. Yeah. I think that's what it is.
And just to make it clearer further into the hearing,
yeah.
Looking at the planning permission and what you've just said, are you saying to us that there'll be no members of the public on site after 11 o'clock?
That's what we got allowed to open
yeah.
anyway. So this license purely, for us today, is purely for late night delivery, as what the original license was.
So
we're not here to add members of the public to come inside. So yeah. Therefore, we wouldn't really be needing any security because we're not allowing anyone in the first place.
So just for clarity,
yeah.
It's only deliveries from 11 o'clock at night
till
3 o'clock.
11 to 3, yeah. And that's from the... I'm pretty sure in the planning,
yeah.
It mentions to be around the back.
It does.
Yeah, but in our own planning card on that as well.
Yeah, so if we get that clear now, it makes it easier as we
yeah,
go through
right.
your hearing for the questions and ideas people have. So, no members of the public on site from 11 o'clock at night until 3 o'clock in the morning, and it will only be deliveries from during that period, 11 o'clock until 3 o'clock.
That's correct, and that's from running back the drivers with our access to
so, so you'll be closed, you'll be closed directly to the public from 11 o'clock.
That's right, that's what we have been doing for the last 1.5 years, 2 years.
Okay. Are you happy with that?
Yes,
yes, thank you.
Okay.
Right, okay. Does the applicant have any questions to ask the licensing officer?
No.
Right, and can I now ask the applicant to put forward their case on the matter?
Thank you. So the this application was mainly put in place to get a late night license. So we already got a license to operate at 11 o'clock. But this application was made in response to the previous application getting revoked because of the company that was previously running that dissolved. So as a result, we had to put a fresh application in. We were not looking to amend any previous stuff that we already had in place, and of course, even if you did amend it, even if you gave us a license to operate to 3 o'clock and allowing people inside, we're still not legally able to do so because we've got a planning restriction that was put in place. So we're quite well aware of that. So what we're here today is to discuss about having the capability of allowing delivery only. From 11 o'clock till 3 o'clock in the morning. I think part of the condition was that, as previously remember, the football gets locked, no one's allowed in, I think 10 minutes before, or we try getting out there. I think we had to turn the lights off, switch the lights
yeah.
of the sign, and at the inside, you know, how we did it in a way was the front of the shop starts getting dimmed down, so it doesn't, so it appears to the general public that it knows as well. And then we've got the use of our back car park that we can have the drivers come in from there. We employ our own drivers, we don't use Uber Eats drivers or just Eat drivers, so we can manage them ourselves with the noise assessment, that we the management plan, sorry. Other than that, I believe I think that was it, really, to be honest, yeah. So it's about late to the late night, 11 to 3 for the home deliveries.
Right, okay. Do any of the objectors have any questions to ask of the applicant?
Well, any of what I'm just about to say, it's more of enforcing what's supposed to be over
yes.
the last year and a half going forward. If it's out the back and done properly, that's my main contention because of noise levels and nuisance. It hasn't been the case up till now. I was under the impression that at planning that they would, when I came to that meeting, that they would look into it and monitor it. And clearly, I think that's been not done properly. And that the doors have been open, the lights have been on. I've been out of the Swan Hotel, but when I get my chance to say something?
Yes.
After 11 o'clock at night, and the place is clearly open, and they're taking takeaways out the front. So it's a question of I'm sitting here so that, not that it won't happen, but that it happens properly.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's no nuisance in the street, because Mill Street at that time of night is like a free for all for parking. People just abandon cars everywhere. There's issues with if you ever had to get an emergency vehicle into somewhere like the Swan, all sorts of trouble. And the noise level for, well, I've got a flat, two flats there. One faces the front and the back, and the actual window of the one is not 20 foot from their front door. So my contention to be here today is that not that that it's properly enforced, and that at 9:45 nobody else goes in the premises, and that the delivery from the premises is done out the back in a quiet and mannered manner. And that's basically why I'm here.
Okay.
You know, I've seen the door propped open during the daytime when it's supposed to be closed at all times. Lights are on, you know, late at night. So it's more a case of let's get it done properly if it's going to be done. And if they can't do it properly, then refuse the application in the first place. I believe it's the same company or a slightly different name of a company, but it's operated by the same people, I believe. But I'd like to be told if that's different. But their flaunting of the application, the previous planning application, I presume that there's no enforcement officers and nobody's ever monitored it. I don't know whether that's the case. I thought in the original planning that it was going to be subject to some sort of monitoring for the first period, but I've never heard anything of that.
Okay. Right, so can the applicant confirm whether it is the same company that's operated in the past?
It's not the same limited company, it's a different limited company, but it's operating under a franchise.
Right.
I still own the franchise from the beginning to the end. So it's sort of from the beginning to now. Does that make any sense? Okay, yeah. Can I just mention a couple of, can I speak on behalf of, on, or would I get another chance to have a say?
You will, yes.
Could I ask a question about how orders are made? Are they phoned in, or is there an occasion when people turn up personally and make an order?
Okay, so we've got a central phone system, a phone centre, call centre, that's operating in Stoke Town where I'm based. So we answer all the time, we've got 12 stores nationwide, we answer all the calls in our dedicated call centre. We've got dedicated people that can handle that, and they can handle complaints a lot easier for me. So if there was a complaint, we can handle it from a franchise a lot better than the store itself. So that's the regards to the phones. We've got our own dedicated website, so customers can order online. And the third one is the customers can walk inside to place the orders. But of course, in this instance, we know we're allowed to come inside the shop after 11 o'clock.
So can I ask, concern Mr. Rogers' points about previous breaches of the planning conditions, lights being on after 11 o'clock. I'm not sure how many times that
Unfortunately, I don't get down the odd time that late at night.
Yeah.
However, it's only human nature that if it's easier to have a delivery driver pull up at the front door and load up a delivery quickly and get off, that's what we'll do, unless they're really rigorously enforced to drive across the car park at the back, NCP car park, and exit that way. So it's only human nature, unless they're told to do differently, that they will use the front door.
Well, that's the requirement, and you're saying that that's been breached.
Yes, I've seen it been breached.
And you mentioned about complaints. And
so
if complaints were received and on your phone line,
yeah,
about that kind of thing, what happens then?
So that will go to our dedicated call centre, and then we, as the franchise agent, can refer to it bypasses the use of the takeaways. So, for example, like before, let's say a normal takeaway, they would get the complaints and they would push it in the because they don't want to for the franchise to find out. Whereas this one, in this instance, is that would get handled ourselves directly from senior management of the franchise.
And just going on from a point that was raised about the monitoring, has the premises been monitored in the past? And if so, can you give what information you can?
From a licensing point of view, I can confirm that we've not received any complaints during the previous license.
Yes.
What I would encourage Mr. Rogers and any other person who maybe believes that they've been affected by a site, if you have reason to believe that they're not complying with the licence conditions, if you let us know and complain. The site's got CCTV in all areas. As authorised officers, we have access to that CCTV footage. If we're told that they're not closing as required or not complying with conditions as required, we will go out and we will check, and then we'll take it further if necessary. That sounds right.
Can I just say, sorry, just for clarity?
Yes.
Mr. Parker.
Sorry.
But I agree with what he said.
Yeah. Just to reiterate, if you do encounter problems with the sites, if you let us know, they'll be logged as a complaint, they'll be followed up, and we'll liaise with the sites. And if there is an issue, we'll try to work with the site to stop that happening again. Non-compliance of conditions of a licence is an offence and can be prosecuted for.
Thank you. We've heard that there has been problems with cars abandoned in Mill Street or whatever. Is this the same for the rear access to your premises? Is it going to cause problems getting access because of unauthorised parking or anything like that?
No, we've got our own car parking lot in the back, so yes. It's dedicated for us. You have to go through a CPP car park and then get to us. But no, we shouldn't have any effect.
Right, okay.
In fact, we should alleviate that problem because if after 11 o'clock they're closing, that means no delivery drivers or no staff parking at the front. So that shouldn't have any impact at all. Should make it better.
Well, with respect there, the car parking at the back of your premises, you've got one dedicated parking spot, and all the other people in the building have a dedicated parking spot, technically, but there isn't enough. Because there's only enough room to get three cars in there, perhaps four as a push. So they are using everybody else's parking spots, and of course they're using the NCP car park as well, which is a 24-hour car park, technically should be paid if they're stopping there. They do have rights of access across it, but not to park it unless they pay. And at the back of their premises, they only have, to my knowledge, one dedicated parking spot. So obviously at night, the other ones aren't being used. But they are using other people's parking spots for their business. And their bins, and everything.
Day or night?
Day and night, technically, yeah.
Day and night.
NCP is a 24-hour car parking with... you have to phone to book you to pay for his parking.
And can deliveries be made from the rear of your premises using this rear access, or has it got to be from the front?
No, for the past 1.5 years, whilst we had the access, we used to operate from the back after 11 o'clock successfully,
right,
without any complaints to licensing. At the moment, I'm getting a lot of people say, I mean, all I'm hearing is a lot of complaints, but nothing's being documented. Whereas there was documentation as part of the licensing, as part of the police, they got the right and the powers to come into the property and look at our CCTV. So a lot of this information that we've come live, there's no evidence at this moment in time, unfortunately. And we're only here to discuss it after 11 o'clock, which is what we're trying to get the, what the issue is. If you're talking, if for example that property is owned by, I don't see where what's one got to do with the other there. If we're using other people's parking spots after 11 o'clock, there's no one else there, what's that got to do with that, today's application?
I think the point that the objectors are trying to make is that they have experienced problems with license compliance, which is your obligation. So they're asking, what are you doing as license holder to ensure that your license conditions are complied with? Because they have indicated, they have witnessed, whether or not they reported it or not, they have witnessed deliveries coming out the front door after 11 p.m.
As far as from my point of view, you've not had anybody from the bay after 11 o'clock in the front. So it was me on the back.
Right. But have, for the benefit of these gentlemen, have you been on the premises the whole time it was operating previously?
No, yeah. Unfortunately not. But I've got access to the CCTV, and likewise, if there have been any complaints that Central knows.
It doesn't matter whether there's any complaints sent to you. If they've witnessed it, that's their concern. And it would escalate. So they need to be satisfied that you are going to be proactive in managing the situation, unlike the previous license holder. That is why they are raising the issue.
Okay.
Just a comment about the NCP car park. I'm familiar with where Peter Rogers is and the little access to the left of the building, which goes on to the Swan car park.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No, we're talking
Millbank. The access is from Millbank to the rear of the tyre side.
Yeah. Okay. Got me on that. Sorry.
And the CTV system, that is in operating 24 hours a day.
Yes, that's correct.
And so when the front of the shop is closed to the public, the system is still recording.
That's correct.
So that if, for example, people did use the front of the premises for the collection of food or delivering, you've taken the food out to be delivered, that would be recorded on the system.
That would be easily shown, yes.
Yeah.
It's easily visible. But one more thing I want to mention. You mentioned something about lights. There's nothing on there that mentions that the lights have to be dimmed in the whole property. Obviously, there's a kitchen, so the lights will have to be on in order for it to operate safely. Mm-hmm. But it's at the point of the shop where it gets closed.
I think the lights are meant to be off at the front of the shop.
That's
is that
correct.
Right?
Yeah. That's right. But if you were walking from the back, if you were walking from the front, you can still see lights. The lights are on because it's at the middle of the shop, it's open by the kitchen.
So the front of the lights at the front of the shop,
that's
and
right.
The have you got a illuminated fixture board and stuff?
They're
all switched off.
After 11.
Yeah.
After 11.
It's only the lights in the kitchen,
that
are in operation.
That's correct.
For safety purposes and the preparation
right.
of food.
Okay.
Right, okay. I will now call in turn any parties present who have made representations on the application to present their respective cases. So, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you. I think basically a lot of it's probably spoken about among other Mr. Rogers here, Mr. Margaret. One of the main reasons I put in an objection to really was more confusion of what was being asked for. If you went onto the website, it looked as if it was one thing. The notice on the window of the shop was another thing. And then we get paperwork that's different again. And particularly with it now, we just have this piece of paper here from the police saying the premises must close to any member of the public at midnight on a Friday, Saturday and Sunday prior to a bank holiday. But the planning says it has to close at 10:45, so it's confusion.
Yeah.
To my mind, if this premises licence is exactly as it was before, which it sounds as if it probably is now, but it doesn't appear like that in here, and it's held to work like that, which it hasn't always been, and it's enforced to be so. What's the problem, basically? Because it's worked for 18 months, or the idea is worked for 18 months, but it needs to be enforced. And the parking, as Mr. Parker said, it's, I mean, you come into Mill Street at 5 o'clock, you're obviously very busy. People just like your pizzas, because the cars are everywhere, and they park in between the bollards, round by the clock in front of our shop, they park on the pedestrian area. And it's ridiculous. I mean, happy for them to be open and whatever, but do it responsibly and think of other people.
Okay. Right. One question.
Yes. When was the last time you interrogated the CCTV footage?
I actually was there last week. And I just went through everything. As part of our own checks that we do for the franchise, we have a dedicated person who goes around all the stores.
I think at the moment we are dealing with the objectors, so if you could read the same questions until we talk to the applicant. Thank you. Right, anything else, Mr. Roberts?
No, I don't think so. If you, as I said, if you give the license, fine, as if it's what it was before, but some enforcement needs to be done, whether it's in the hours of daylight or normal operating hours. We'd like to see some traffic wardens, for want of expression. I mean, it's appalling.
Okay, I know that you've only seen this document this morning from the police. Mm-hmm. Have you any comments on that?
Well, it seems to be mainly CCTV.
Yeah.
It was just the item 12 regarding the premises must close to any member of the public.
Mm-hmm.
But the planning, assuming this doesn't override the planning, that's irrelevant anyway.
Okay.
To my mind, the planning still applies. Yeah. So whatever the police put on there, planning trumps that anyway, still. So 11 o'clock at night, you should be going to the public.
Yeah, okay. This is only the recommendation of the police.
Yeah. No, I was a little bit confused whether premises license, you want it from planning, so you can override it.
No.
Apparently not.
So
can I just come
No, unfortunately not. Okay. Right, Mr. Parker.
Point to what I've already said is that when they first arrive at planning permission, they open the restaurant at 11 o'clock in the morning and do the lunchtime trade. And it appears to me that it's gone from being an actual restaurant and slid to almost totally being delivered as a takeaway. I believe now that it's 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening till they actually open the place. And that obviously now it's a dedicated takeaway place. So I think that the essence for them going forward is that they've got to be more friendly to the surrounding area, because they've got more and more vehicles alike to take deliveries away, and less people actually using it as a restaurant because it's not open. It is a late night facility for delivering food, from that point of view. So they seem to have abandoned the 11 o'clock to normal daylight hours, basically. So on the basis of that it's a delivery place, then it ought to be monitored and looked after that they don't cause a nuisance or any noise or disturbance to the local people.
Okay. Right, does the applicant have any representations on what Mr. Rogers and Mr. Parker said?
to reinforce the fact that they're not looking to change anything other than having the ability to do home delivery from 11 o'clock at night to 3 o'clock, what we previously do for 18 months. Even if you allow those to have people walk into the shop, being legally not able to do so anyways. Even if you, today, you've agreed that you're allowed to get people inside, they're still not able to do so because they've got a planning restriction. So it's not about getting people to come inside. Unfortunately, what we noticed that when we first started open, we tried to get the people to come in, the local community, students, so on, that didn't seem to be happening recently because bypasses were straight into the town. Recently, McDonald's. So we tried that, that didn't have any impact. So unfortunately, we had to cut the times back to 4 o'clock. And then from 4 to 11, we still open. And then we realised that, you know, as an operator, they were struggling to do so. So then we seek to get application put in place to open till late night. Because we feel that this day and age, a lot of the people, a lot, you know, it's a working community. So it's 24 hours pretty much as well. So a lot of people, they have home deliveries, it gives them convenience to order whenever they want. There's nurses, people in the hospitals and stuff like that. So we're trying to make an impact to them and operate for majority of them, other people that are not able to get the delivery guys, normally everyone would be shut by then, as we see. So yeah, no, but I don't think there's anything further we could add to this question.
Right, thank you. Do you want to ask any questions to the...
To the objectives. I think you've spoken well. I've got nothing to add to that. Thank you.
Have you got anything to ask?
No, thank you.
Okay. Right, okay. And the licensing officer will now have the opportunity to sum up the case, if they wish to do so.
It's just to let the parties here today that have made representation know that whatever is decided today isn't set in stone, and problems that you say you've experienced, if they were to continue further down the line and you report them to us and we can validate them, then we can be sat here again further down the line reconsidering the licence that might be granted today. So I just ask you to engage with us. Same with the applicants today. If you work with the local authority, if you make me aware of any problems, take necessary actions to deal with them. We can all work together, and hopefully everybody can be satisfied with your business. And I would just ask that members today consider the application of the grant of the premises licence and whether or not to amend the conditions as deemed appropriate, taking into consideration representations that have been made today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And can I ask the applicant if you'd like to sum up? And
thank you.
And that's about Mr. Rogers and Mr. Park. Have you got anything else to add?
No, thank you.
Okay, so what will happen now is the members of the subcommittee will now deliberate in the private session, accompanied by the council's legal advisor and secretary to the subcommittee. And if necessary, the subcommittee shall recall any party or their representative to return and provide clarity on points of uncertainty on evidence or submissions already given. If this happens, all parties will return, notwithstanding that only one party may be concerned with the points of clarification. Do you understand?
Yep.
Yeah. Right, okay, so we will now deliberate and decide on the licence.